Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Groot Definitely Wins Hearts. I like that one. It's so topical. Groot is totally in the news right now, and that was from Kelly MNJ. Mary Jane got me and my guests these lovely gift bags when we did the 420 show in San Juan Capistrano that you could still watch in the same place that you're watching this, probably. It's full of lots of cool things like a grinder and a weed container and a hat. All of that. Someone's going to win one. I should even sign that. I'm gonna write my name on it a little later. But be sure to join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug because we're going to do monthly giveaways. One of the most recent winners was a young gentleman named Cody York in Kentucky, and we arranged for him to come to Lexington with 7 of his friends and see me at the club there called Comedy Off Broadway. And that's a picture of me, and Cody is the one directly behind me with the beard, and those are all of his friends, and we had a lovely time. That's me doing a superhero power landing, or whatever they call it. Doug plugs, this Sunday, Mother's Day, I'm going to be doing a Benson movie interruption of the movie Mother's Day at the Alamo Drafthouse in Littleton, Colorado, Denver adjacent. And I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline in San Francisco on Sunday, June 11th at 4:20. But those are just two of my very random and busy calendar dates. So go to DougLovesMovies.com for all the deets and enjoy the show. We are live from the spacement once again with, from left to right, my left to right, comedian Sam Jay, director Jeff Grace, and actor and wearer of many hats, Alex Karpovsky are here, everybody.
Yep. What's up?
The two or three people that are sitting over there can clap.
Yeah, show some love.
It's going to be a chill session. I could just feel it. Mm-hmm. So great to meet two of you. Jeff and I have met before.
We've met.
I've seen your film that you guys did, The Folk Hero and Funny Guy, and it's coming out this Friday. I recommend everybody check it out. If you're in L.A. or New York, see it on the big screen. Everywhere else, on demand.
Yeah.
Right?
A few other cities, too.
Oh, yeah?
Most, like, the ten biggest cities.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
Denver,
so like
that's
Poughkeepsie.
One of your markets, right?
It's one of my markets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do all right in Denver.
I mean, I don't know where you're. I feel like you're
play
Denver
Mother's
friendly.
Day in Denver. That's how confident I am that I could sell tickets, is that I have a show there on Mother's Day because that's a tough day for comedy because mom just wants to call the shots and she's no fun.
She's not doing comedy shows.
Right. So we're only about 2 minutes away from having to take our first hits, but let me just gauge everybody here where you're at weed-wise. Sam J is rolling a blunt, so you seem like you're pretty accomplished in the world of marijuana.
I am.
Jeff warned me before the show that you smoke about once every 6 months or so.
I smoke like just often enough to realize that maybe I shouldn't smoke so often.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like a dad smoker.
I'm like a dad smoker.
Yeah. All right. There's the 1 minute alarm.
Oh, when?
Alex, how often do you smoke weed?
I think it's about 2 times a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's not to say...
Like late night, that's when you smoke?
No, it depends. No, actually, not not late night.
Not to assume anything.
Don't assume that, because I once I smoke, there's no chance of me going to sleep in the next 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, it keeps you up.
I get pretty wired. I only smoke sativa. Maybe that's part of it. But I get pretty wired. I like to kind of, it's like sometimes, you know, when I'm dating girls, they're like, let's just smoke some weed and cuddle up and watch some, you know, TV and Haagen-Dazs and maybe make out. And I was like, if we're smoking weed, we got to go on an adventure.
Right.
We got to walk around.
You got to be moving.
I got to be moving. This might be hard for me just to sit and I might do some laps while we're talking.
Well, we've had some people up out of their chairs on this on this program. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is that right?
Yeah. Some people have gotten a little too high and decided to walk it off.
Yeah. No, that there's a 50% chance. You have a medic back there, I see, too.
Yeah. But, no, we're ready for not anything, but, you know.
I'm not putting that out there. It's going to be fine.
We're up for whatever you got for us. So it's 20 minutes after, so we all have to smoke something. All these pipes have been loaded with sativa, Alex, so you should be in good shape with any of those.
Ding! 420 somewhere!
Right. Is it the same sativa in all of these, or are they different types?
It's
of sativa?
It's green crack. Don't be scared by the name.
It's definitely
a sativa.
Is this and this is good for dad smokers like myself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have kids, so
it's a creative up high. Is the what people like to say? The indica, which Sam put into the into this blunt, is Jupiter OG is the name.
Wow, I've never had that. This is cool. I'm excited.
And what is this thing?
A grinder.
Grinder, all right.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be here.
You are out of your league, son.
All right, I'll partake.
Here, all right, but you know where the carb is.
I'm not going to go crazy.
You got that part of it, right?
So
I'm honored you picked up the one that's supposed to be my face. That's very nice of you.
You know we've met before, though.
From that. Where?
I knew you'd never remember, and I've seen you like a few times
afterwards.
Soon as
you tell me, I'm gonna know.
And I was like, I want to be like, oh, we met before, but I'm like, it's gonna be lame because you're not gonna remember. But we met in the back of UCB, and we did dabs together.
Really?
Yeah, I was on my way to the bathroom, and you had the dab shit set up, and I came out, and you were like, do you want to do dabs? And inside, I was like, holy shit, I'm about to do dabs with Doug Benson. But like outside, I was like, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Just to be kind of more of that dad guy. What's dabs?
Dabs is what you're definitely not going to be doing on the show.
No dabs for me?
It's like the next level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was also my first dab.
Really?
Yeah, so it was real cool.
Oh, I'm proud to have been there for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always take credit for that from now on. That's exciting. Let's start from over there with Alex and ask the high history question, which is, when did you first try it? Is there a story behind your first pot smoking experience?
The first few times I've tried it, it didn't work. And my friend Mike Kantrowitz kept saying, you'll know it'll work when time starts to do different things and feel different to you. And then I kept getting high with him, maybe three or four times, nothing happened. And then I drove home in suburban Boston, and I turned on the radio, and there was this Nirvana, All Apologies by Nirvana. But it was sung really, 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 really slow. It was like, what else can I be? Like, really slow.
That's not
how
it always is.
No.
It's kind of a slow song, but it's a... slow songs go, it's a peppy one.
It seemed...
It ding, seemed, ding, 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 ding.
It seemed unusually slow. And then I kind of started wigging out and started feeling like, oh, finally time feels different.
Mm.
And then the song ended, and the DJ came on, and he was like, that was Sinead O'Connor covering Nirvana's All Apologies in a super slow remix or whatever. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not high at all. I was just sort of confused by Sinead O'Connor's cover. So I was so angry because this drug never works for me that I drove right back to Mike Kantrowitz's house. And I'm like, well, I'm going to keep smoking until this works. And, at some point over the course of the night, I got really high and stared at his checkerboarded kitchen tile, I remember, for like maybe 6 or 7 years. Just dialed into
it. That's really slow moving there.
Yeah. Time does strange things on weed. It did for me initially when I first started smoking.
Yeah, everybody has different reactions to it. So it's like the depiction in movies and TV, though, when the person acts like they're seeing crazy shit.
Right.
That kind of bothers me, because it's not a hallucinogenic,
No.
Yeah.
Or they can't stop laughing. That happens
I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
That's I count on that happening to people because high people come to my shows.
In Denver.
Yes. Mother's Day, 420, Comedy Works, downtown. You've got a date coming up in this month, right, that you wanted to plug?
I'm going to be in Vegas next week, the 18th, which is a Thursday, to the 22nd. at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival. It's going to be really cool.
I already like it because it's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas.
Crapshoot in the title.
Right.
Which kind of tells people, you know, hey, don't they expect it's a, necessarily
going to be
great.
They gave me a bungalow suite.
It's a real crapshoot.
Yeah.
The crapshoot is an interesting name.
Don't have any expectations.
Yeah, that's low expectations is very good for comedy, actually.
It's great for comedy.
What was your first experience, Jeff?
Well, like Alex, I think I grew up in New Jersey, and the weed.
I grew up in New Jersey.
Well, no, I mean I meant East Coast. Sorry,
I'm just in that box.
You're from Boston.
I don't want to be in that box.
I'm from Boston too.
All right, he's not from Jersey. I'm the only one from Jersey.
Dorchester.
You're from Dorchester. I'm from Newton.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll catch up later about this.
You could do it here. I don't care. As long as people are talking, it's the people who get high and get real
just,
quiet.
Just start getting quiet.
And don't say anything that. That doesn't lend itself to a talk show very well. The monosyllabic answers are no good. You know, I just try to get Bruce Willis on if I wanted that from somebody. Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Bam, bam.
I was watching Die Hard 4 on cable the other day, and I like that one. I think it's the second best one in the series.
Is that the one with the kid in it?
It's the one with Justin Long and Kevin Smith and Timothy Oliphant's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And Mary Elizabeth Winstead plays his daughter. She's a little tough cookie.
I think I remember that one.
It's a good one. I like it.
I like Last Boy Scout.
Oh, that's really good.
That's the shit. Yo.
That is really
it's
good.
It's like one of the best Bruce Willis movies. And like it really like made you really like David Wayne. So it was like an action. Like you believed he could be an action dude after that. You were like, give him more action roles.
Yeah, really now good. Cut to he's on the Lethal Weapon Fox show. He's the old guy.
Right.
Oh, man.
So funny. But, Jeff, what was your first experience?
So I was saying born in Jersey. And the weed that I would smoke in high school, you realize, is like today you wouldn't even, you would just call it like a cigarette, you know, because it was just like there's enough to make you feel something, but it was like not, you know, it wasn't a fully like high effect. And then I went to school in Colorado, and my buddy from Arizona drove up, and we were going to drive across country from Colorado to New Jersey. And I, at the time, the movie Days of Confusion came out on videotape, so I'm dating myself. And I recorded it to audio tape, so we listened to Days of Confusion on audio tape in a car driving across Colorado and Kansas, and he gave me this weed that was the first, like, you know, grew it in his closet with, like, the special hydroponic lights and all that. And I was so high that I had to do the thing where I was like, can you pull over? Like, I need to, like, stand up and just walk around. I'm like, are we listening to a movie right now? what, yeah. So and then I was like, that was like, this is a whole different drug than what I thought I had smoked in high school.
Yeah.
That's cool. Sam, what's yours?
The very, very first time I got high, I was in high school. And I was smoking behind this, like, nun convent and shit with some of my friends. And I never smoked, and everybody, like, I was smoking with, like, smokers and shit. And so they let me smoke, and I smoked half a blunt, and I was like, I'm not high. Roll another one. And they were like, you don't want to do that. I was like, yes, I do, because I'm a confident person, even at fault. And so they rolled another one, and I smoked the whole other blunt by myself. And then I was really, really, really high, and I fell face first onto the public bus in front of the public. It was very embarrassing. And I went home and I ate like a whole pizza to myself and I went to sleep. And then I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I started like smoking in like college, like my freshman year of college. And then it was cool. Like I took my time. I eased my way into it. But I did have that time thing. Like I didn't have that time because I just got too high. So it was just like I was being assaulted by the high. Yeah. I didn't know how it didn't feel.
I was
like
assaulted
good.
By the high for years.
Yeah, I was just like, this is crazy.
Until I started really enjoying the high.
Yeah, some people don't push through like that. They just give up.
Yeah,
right.
You got to push through.
What masochistic impulse kept pushing me.
You got to push through.
I'm so glad I did.
No, it is a push through thing.
Yeah.
It's like you got to go through that.
Well, you hear it from people. I hear it from enough people that are like, all right, I'll just power through this.
Well, my next door neighbor tells me that because I'll always be like, yeah, you smoke. You know, it's like every third time I smoke pot, I kind of wig out and then I go off of it again. And he's like, you just don't need, you need to smoke like way more. And I was just like, well, it's just, at a certain point in your life, you're like, I don't know, like it almost feels like I'm taking on a whole hobby now.
But it does
you know?
Feel like an answer to a lot of problems.
It's like if taking up knitting, it's
just
like effort.
Smoke more.
I have to be, it's like, just smoke, be high more often.
Somebody tells me they flip out on weed, I'm like, then just don't, go ahead. There's no reason to keep doing it. You know, if it makes you flip out.
You know?
You like flipped out? Like, what is
No, it's not flipped out. It's more like, you know, you're trying to go to bed at night and you, like, you know, your brain starts going down are we really here?
You got to pick the right
Are we in a video game? You know.
Yeah, because, like, that's why I don't...
Yeah, that doesn't sound so scary, getting philosophical at bedtime.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not so bad, but...
Sativas keep me up, like, crazy, too, though.
You think I'm just soft? Is that what it is?
No, I just think that it's just interesting that the reason you don't like it is just sort of, you know, it's not, like, terrorizing you. It's just mildly unpleasant.
Well, it's like more, I took a lighter examples. I didn't want to bring the buzzkill into this show. I mean,
right? Appreciate that.
Yeah. Now I feel you. Like if I smoke sativa and then I watch a lot of like Law and Order, SVU, then I'm just up all night thinking about crazy shit.
Yeah,
it's like I can't shut my brain down. That's why I don't smoke it, because like then I'll just be like, oh my god, I'm checking sativa. My window 30 times. Yeah, like yeah. I'm checking my window all night. I'm checking my door. Yeah. It's weird shit.
Yeah.
I like checking
my That's
doors.
Interesting, because that's you know, the indica really is considered like, you know, the sleep making of the two. So maybe that's what you need to try, Jeff, is some indica.
That's like, yeah.
Maybe not
indica,
right now. Do you have plans tonight?
You probably don't want me to go to sleep on the show.
Do you have other things to do? Are you guys heading off to a press junket after this?
I think this is the last thing we have to do today.
Do you have to go to a cocktail party and talk to people?
No.
After this, you're good for the night.
I wish we had some cool plan. I mean, are you going to some cocktail party?
Do you have like a day thing where you have to do press all day? Do you have one of those set up?
We've been doing that kind of for, like, well, I did it with Alex's co-star Wyatt Russell in New York, and now I'm
Which
here
we should
with
mention is an interesting aspect of the film is that Kurt Russell's son, Wyatt, is the...
Cool.
Co-star along with Alex.
That's cool.
They play best longtime buddies in the movie.
Yeah. I guess you guys are like besties. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. We had to microwave our friendship in rehearsals.
That's
kind of weird. You did that pretty well.
Yeah.
How like long did it take to shoot?
about 22 days. And we shot.
Are you laughing because you have to do your normal thing?
I'm like, oh, we're gonna go.
You're like, oh shit!
Standard.
Now you're gonna ask me regular
questions.
After you get me high, you're gonna like quiz me. What was the budget? What was the budget? How many women did you hire?
I don't remember the balance of female and males. I mean, my producer's sitting over there.
How many people of color were involved in the production?
That's what I was going next.
Right? I figured. Yeah. I mean, well,
I could ask either. On behalf of you.
I feel like it was a pretty politically correct, you know, the way we made it, but...
No, I was just curious how long they...
I wouldn't
like,
have to count for everyone we hired, you know, like...
27
there was some,
days.
27
yeah.
days?
That
That's
answer.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a quick one, and I'm psyched that it's coming out, because I saw it last summer.
You saw it almost a year in advance.
Yeah, and I've just been sitting on it this whole time.
It's like buddy comedy, like Swingers or Sideways, something
like
that.
Oh, that's what I like Swingers.
Girls is all done. I love that show. Loved you on it.
Thanks.
So it's exciting to have you here because, you know, I see you talking so much as that character. Mm-hmm. And I already see what a great actor you are because you're super different in person.
That's good.
But you still look and sound like that guy.
That's always like a quiet relief that I do need to hear every like 2 or 3 months from someone I respect. So you're filling that quota for this slot, and I'm grateful.
Very nice. Well, I'm really high right now, so don't listen to what I'm
too.
Saying.
Me too.
But yeah, I love you on that show.
I wasn't high.
I really enjoyed your work in a movie that people might not have seen. It was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's on there now, but they can find it somewhere maybe, called Supporting Characters.
Yeah,
that was really cool. He plays a motion picture editor.
Yeah.
And it's a lot about, there's a lot of interesting stuff in there about editing, other than I'd say... Modern Romance.
Romance was the
that's
movie.
That's the only other movie that has like a lot of talk about editing, and also it's interesting and funny.
Yeah, well, Dan Schechter is an editor in real life and cuts trailers in addition to his own movies. And I, before I made my first movie, I spent 5 years editing. So I also had a little bit of editing, and he wanted to play me in the movie. So we were able to geek out about editing and what frustrates us and excites us. And the quiet, sleeping torment that being like an aspiring filmmaker but working as an editor is. Mm. And Modern Romance was a great sort of editing movie. So we would talk about that a lot. God, was that a high answer?
No,
that was a great answer. For maybe 45
I was totally
minutes.
Sucked in.
Okay, just got to check in with everybody sometimes. Otherwise,
I had to hope that it was going to end because we got to go to commercial, but I loved it. I loved every minute of that answer.
Thank you.
End it's of nice that movie. Hear. And we'll be right back.
When I'm on the road, finding the right razor can be such a hassle. How do I know I'm getting the right one so that I don't get razor burn without spending an arm and a leg? That's why I love Dollar Shave Club. They take the guessing work out of it. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. I no longer have to waste time in the drugstore or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech I don't need. The best is when I use my DSC Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. The blade gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave. And what's really cool is their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter is transparent, which gives a more precise shave and helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights razor bumps. You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carter's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Benson. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Benson.
Hey, we're back. We're just hanging out with Sam J and Jeff Grace and Alice Karpopsky. And
try again from the top.
Karnopsny. How badly, how much do people mangle your name, or is it better
that
now?
That was one of the more poor performances.
That was one of the worst ones
that I've had in the past few months. Top five worst performances.
Like, I think I totally know how to pronounce it when it's right in front of me, you know, but then as soon as you're saying it without looking at it, you start to get
yeah, you don't
want to feet on
too
it.
Far from
that
the
name can psych you out.
Karpovsky.
It's long enough.
Karpovsky. What?
It sounds like a lot of cost in it.
It's a name that you got to stop to think about it.
I mean, Sam J makes all of our lives easier.
Yeah.
Sam J, Jeff Grace, people like that.
My real name is
the Karpovskys of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
We keep it simple.
Well, this is so much effort.
This is the lens I'm viewing my whole life through as a child.
How did you, so the two of you, for people just joining us, also I hear there's issues with the YouTube feed, so people who watch it on YouTube might not be able to see this.
So
until,
now it's a Facebook exclusive.
Until later. It's Facebook exclusive.
That's how we got to spin this.
Breaking.
Exclusive.
Only on Facebook can you learn where the director of Folk Hero and Funny Guy and the star of the film, Alex Karpovsky, Jeff Grace, how did the two of you meet? Like, you already knew each other before this project?
Well,
it involves
weed. It does involve weed,
for
real? Actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what a good interviewer I am.
That's a connection we didn't.
We met at the Los Angeles Film Festival.
Years, yeah.
And you had a movie there called
Red Flag.
Red Flag. And I was there with a movie called It's a Disaster. And we were hanging out at the free vodka tent.
I remember a parking structure downtown.
It's a party on top of a parking structure. Have you been to the LA Film Festival? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it kind of jumps around, though, doesn't it? Like, this year, I think it's here in Culver City.
Now it's to the Arclight.
Yeah, here in Culver City. We're right next to it.
Oh. I'm thinking there's
they
only,
share a lot.
I'm thinking there's only a Hollywood Arclight.
No, it's this Arclight right here.
LA Geography.
I think they're also going to do something in the Kirk Douglas, which is also right there.
Gotcha.
So anyway, go ahead.
All right, you win that one.
Go ahead. There's no. This is a competition.
Is there not a scoreboard? No. So
you're at the
LA
film festival getting drunk on a roof.
And we're talking.
Not drunk, high.
Oh, but.
No, well, this is, well, we were drinking, and then someone's like, I didn't know you at all, but your buddy was like, hey, dude, you want to go smoke? And then you felt like, I feel like I'd be ditching this guy in mid conversation to go do drugs. So out of guilt, I think you're like, you want to come with us?
Is that why you did it?
I stopped paying attention.
Good.
Because the memory is washing over me, and it doesn't allow me to focus on what's really happening in front
of me. It's hard to concentrate when you're getting a memory wash.
This long version of the story.
I'm getting like flashes of the night. I think I was lying down on the ground.
It was that one of those classic LA things where you take like one drag, and I was like almost like down to like one knee, like being like, whoa, and you... May I say, you were laid out on the pavement.
Well, I didn't black out, but I browned out.
Like, you had to lay down.
I didn't lose
consciousness. We had to move you around the tent, and you're just laying on concrete, and people were
green out. They like to say green out sometimes.
Greened out.
I've greened out.
You greened out.
Yeah. That's a fair thing.
But at like a film festival party.
So what?
Yeah.
It's like a public event.
It's not a successful green out unless people are watching it happen.
I got.
But it was
if you're just at home greening out by yourself, yeah, it never happens.
Sleep. That's totally fine.
You just go to bed.
The green out happens in the woods. Nobody hears it.
The deepest weed philosophy.
Oh yeah, I go so deep on this show.
Generation.
I'll get deep into it. Have you ever spoken with a famous person, Sam J?
Oh. I spoke with Todd Glass before.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
he's fun to smoke with.
I spoke to him at a festival in LA, a comedy festival, and he was like, he's the shit. And then we did a festival together in Canada, and I took some edibles, and I ate these cookies, and fucking like, the show edibles is yours if to trust the person.
Right.
Giving you the
edibles. They tell you the dosage.
They tell you,
you
shit.
Have to
and you believe
hope
them.
They're telling you the truth.
Right. So the guy, he gives me the shit, and he's like, oh, you smoke weed. It's fine. You can have a whole cookie. I'm like, cool. And so I eat the whole cookie, and it was so bad. It was like, I got so fucking high that I thought I was in a robot town. I thought everybody in the town was a fucking robot. Because I was in, like, the shittiest part of Canada. Like, it was, like, the shittiest part of Canada. And, like, there was...
I think the show's seen in Canada.
It was, like,
even,
the shittiest part.
The shitty part.
And...
Wait,
and
what were you there for?
I was doing a comedy festival there.
Which one?
I don't want to say, because I said I was in the shittiest part of Canada.
Was it shit fest?
But I was, like...
I'm sure it'd be impossible to track this information down.
So, it's not.
Impossible.
I was at Odd Block
Fest. The lightest amount of detective work you can know, probably. Three Google searches.
But it was, like...
Well, Oddball is like a touring thing.
Oddblock, not Oddball. Oh. This is Oddblock.
You're needing
more clues. Oh, okay.
But it was like, so I was convinced, like, oh, this is a robot town where they trick people and get them here, and then they do robot shit. I don't know what that is, but I was like, they do fucked up shit to people, and I got to get the fuck out of here. And so, like, everyone who's talking to me, I'm like, oh, shit, they're a robot. Like, because when you're that high, everything seems like mechanical in a weird way. So I was like, oh, everybody's like a fucking robot. It's like you really see people's disingenuousness. It's like you see it for real, for real. You're like, this is not real.
They call that massive paranoia.
So I'm flipping the...
you're paranoid when you think, not as everyone not like me.
Yeah.
They're all actually robots.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm tripping like that, and I see Todd Glass.
The reason somebody wouldn't like you is because they're a robot.
And I see Todd Glass, right? And I'm beeline, and I'm walking, like, my hands are caught, because I convinced myself, I'm like, the next robot that speaks to you, you should punch him. And if you punch them, their robot head flies off, then you don't know you're right. But then the other part of my brain was like, if you do that and you're wrong, you're going to jail in Canada. So you need to just get to your hotel. So I'm trying to beeline to my hotel, and Todd Glass is coming towards me. And he's like, hey, Sam. And I was like, get the fuck away from me. And I just kept walking. And so I saw him the next day. And this is where I say Todd Glass is such a cool fucking dude. I saw him the next day, and he came up to me. He was like, Sam, like, something up? Do we have a problem? And I was like, man, I was really high for edible, and I thought everybody was a robot. And he was like, cool. He had no... He was just like, all right, I get it. And I was like, yo, you're a cool guy.
It's not a personal thing. If, you know, if somebody assumes you're a robot, you know, you can't...
He wasn't, you know, cool. A beef generator. He's not gonna make that into a thing.
But
he was genuinely worried that you were mad at him for something.
Yeah, and then when I was just like, I thought you were a robot, he was like, cool, we good. And I was like, good.
But that's exactly what a robot would say.
Right. That's the scary thing. They're so good now, the robots.
That's how they get you. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Pot topics.
That's where we look into the news, or someone else looks into the news, and they put it on cards for me, and I try to figure out what it means. But this one, I wrote the headline myself after I read it. And the headline is, marijuana is mainstream. More American adults have tried marijuana than have not.
Mm.
Right? 55 million adults smoked pot in the last year. These are all examples
right
of how mainstream it is. Marijuana use is now socially acceptable. That's 56% of Americans think that. pot smokers don't bother to hide it very much anymore.
It's true. All the cameras that record.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're hiding it on YouTube right now, apparently. But Facebook is getting the full story.
Facebook is getting a scoop.
Oh, I hope Facebook's just blowing up from this.
Speaking of robots.
If people don't use marijuana, it's usually not because it's illegal. It's because they're just not into it. Which, that makes sense also.
Yeah. That was an answer. That was one of the categories. They're just not that into it.
Yeah, 26% say they just don't like it, which is like, yeah, you know.
They're saying like the fear of it being illegal phrasing. Is yeah. like out of it. People just like, it's not my thing, but they're still like, I'll smoke it. I don't care about the law.
This one upsets me. Very few marijuana users say they use it because it's fun.
Wow.
They all come up with a fucking excuse. It's all about like some medical situation that they have.
Right. That's a more respectable.
Well, that's because they version. Make us. Because they make you get the card, so you have to lie.
What do you think is the most common?
They don't just let you say
depression?
Like, I like it.
Insomnia? Depression.
Yeah, so you have to lie. You have to say something.
Well, what is the most common one, you think?
Oh, there's when you go into those places, they give you a list so you don't fail the test.
Yeah.
Well, what's the thing that gets the most checks?
I would imagine.
They didn't give me a list. I just guessed the things that marijuana makes good. I was like, my stomach be hurting, and I can't sleep. I can't lay down sometimes.
That's good. They might also recommend an actual doctor, but...
he gave me marijuana.
Or at the very least, WebMD or something. But anxiety is probably up there.
Sure.
Headaches, insomnia, like you said. But I marched right into there and said, Doc, I want more fun.
That's
a medical condition.
Is that the only thing that you can't say? Because they have to. He's like, no, you can't tell me that. Go back and tell me.
I mean, maybe in the beginning,
but the
operation became so slick that my latest license to smoke weed in California was acquired over the internet by a third party for like $20. It's good for a year.
I hate that they make
that's more advanced than the DMV can do right now.
Do that.
Yeah, right.
They make you come back to get that, but
it's crazy.
Not the drug world.
And of course, Americans view marijuana as less dangerous than alcohol, tobacco, or opiates. Yeah,
that's fair.
All those things, much worse.
The common wisdom.
Much, much worse. That's why we could sit here week in and week out with the top celebrities and comedians in this business and smoke weed openly, and it hasn't affected any of their careers that we're aware of. Some people just don't get work consistently. you're great at memorizing lines in spite of smoking weed once or twice a week?
I wash out, so I don't smoke usually 3 days before I work.
Right, that makes sense.
Because I want to be clear.
Yeah, and then you get a great, when you're ready to relax and just get high, you get a great high because your tolerance has been lowered over those few days.
Yeah, and you kind of build
those intense days, too, because... You know, emoting and remembering everything is probably pretty difficult for, especially the character you played.
I wanted to be lucid. I didn't want to be...
Right. Well, he's not high.
No. That's what I mean. Like, he's as far as you can get from it for a man his age in Brooklyn, in a sense.
Yeah. But you shouldn't necessarily either get high to play someone who's high, because then that may be working at cross purposes.
Never been tasked with that
specific
challenge. I don't know.
Choice.
Have you smoked pot on camera in anything?
Yeah, I've been starting to do it recently, and it's really fun. I did it with this guy named Kaveh Zahedi. Do you guys know him? He's got a show called Getting High with Kaveh.
Okay. I can't believe I haven't noticed this direct competition.
He is.
He's clearly going for a different market than the United States.
I wouldn't worry about that guy when he's doing.
He's a great filmmaker based out of Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
In fact, he did a show, he did a pilot for IFC like 15, maybe even 20 years ago now called Tripping with Kaveh.
Oh, all right.
Where every episode he would trip with a celebrity friend of his. And he's such a smart, interesting guy that like he would just, yes, of course, he would guide you through these wonderful conversations. And they shot the pilot with Will Oldham on Richard Linklater's ranch.
which you can see. I think it's on YouTube. You can see. You can find it. It's out there. And it's really amazing. They're completely different trips. Will Oldham goes into this sort of heavenly, ethereal place. And Cobbett just has one of the most terrifying 6 hours of his life.
This is like a lot of information.
But he's so smart.
I don't know how to keep, oh my God.
I don't know if this is the season in real time.
I don't know.
there was a lot of info in that answer. And that's what I like about the difference between a pot smoker and someone who's drinking is that a pot smoker, you know, might use too many words or too many pieces of information, but they don't say the same thing over and over again like drunk people do. Drunk people get so repetitive.
That's just
whatever groove you're more into, whether you want to hear the same thing over and over again or possibly too much to take in, especially when you're high as well. And so, like, a lot of your thoughts are like... along the way, you'd say something that made me go, I got to remember to ask about that.
Yeah,
and then that would go away when something else would come along.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I was experiencing. I was like, I want to know that more.
Yeah, but I love that
great.
Kind of thing.
It was good.
I love really, really talky movies when I'm high. I love to watch them.
Yeah.
Because it's really...
You feel smarter,
You
too.
Fall so deeply into it.
Yeah, you feel smarter. You're like, oh, I see how deep this is now. I feel like you're thinking. you feel dope.
Like, I'm smart for liking this.
Yeah. It's like you're giving yourself kudos at the same time.
I'm kind of cool because I like this.
There's a city in Colorado called Manitou Springs, which sounds like made up for like a horror movie. Because of the pot being legal in Colorado, says it's made a resurgence in the entire city's finances. Like $1.2 million in pot tax collections went into the city and really brought it back to life.
Wow.
So good for them. Good for you, Manitou Springs.
Manitou, I think, is the pronunciation.
I feel better about you, but
is it Apatow or Apatow?
You live near
that? I went to school, college in Colorado Springs, which is basically part of
it. Right there, yeah. Colorado Springs is a big,
So was it like a shitty
marijuana
town?
Marijuana town now.
No, it was a town that did feel like kind of a witch town, though. I mean, like a kind of scary. There was a witchcraft convention.
For real? That goes the way that far? Like,
that's how
Colorado?
That's a weird vibe to have from a neighborhood, but I'm legitimately, there's a part of Manitou Springs where I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool to go for like a day and then maybe get the hell out of there. Because I think there might be vampires and witches.
I was like, used to that in Massachusetts. Yeah. Like, but I thought all that stuff was like, I didn't think it went like that far. Those type of like you know, because like with Mass was like Salem, so there's all that kind of stuff where you go places and you're like, yeah. No. But I didn't think it went all the way, like, but I guess that makes sense. I thought it'd be more like, oh, there's, like, cowboy ghosts.
Have you guys had any experience?
Not like witches, but, like, scary shit, but just, like, different scary shit.
Yeah, you don't hear about a lot of West Coast witches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's not a lot of stories of, like, witches.
I know this wasn't a crazy thought. Yeah, it's not, like, a thing you hear about.
It seemed to be more East Coast.
But you hear about, like, the ghost of Davy Jones or some shit.
Charmed was on the West Coast.
That was bullshit, though.
That's much more of a reboot.
I hated all of them.
They're witches.
That was
they?
The fictional.
They were witches, but they were whack-ass witches.
We're talking about the real witches.
Well, speaking of whack-ass witches, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is really sticking her neck out for weed as a relief for menstrual cramps.
Yeah.
She's really going to bat for weed to reduce the pain that that some women experience.
Well, why?
Let's shut everybody up.
There's so much you can do. So many of the things I think could be funny to say right now are like, or that could be really controversial. And
But nobody. We don't really worry about controversial here.
Awkward.
I don't think we've ever been quoted anywhere for anything. I mean, you got a just a built-in excuse. I was fucking high, man. Of course, I didn't mean that when I said that.
That is true.
Yeah, but you know, I've had mixed feelings about Whoopi Goldberg. But
I thought you were gonna say mixed feelings. You're good at comedy, man.
But a lot of it's, you know, positive. I feel like I have a lot of positive thoughts. Early on in my career, I got to spend like a week hanging around her, and she was very nice to everybody.
Yeah.
And she had already, She hadn't won the Oscar yet, but she'd been nominated for one. So anyway,
is that color purple?
Yes, she got.
Yeah, okay.
She had a nomination.
I just wanted to know what top frame I was.
She had nominated but didn't win. Then later she won for Ghost.
Yes.
I think if I'm wrong, be sure to not write to me about it.
No, you're right. You're very right.
We got to go to another break. We'll be back with these great guests in a little bit. Hey everybody! So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
Dude's basement, it's Getting Dug with Hive.
Hey, that music you heard was Shane Lennon. And you can find him on Facebook under Shane Lennon Artist. And he's also Shane _ Lennon on Twitter. That's, I think, the second week we've played that. We encourage people to send us their band, or if it's a individual artist, their interpretation of the returning from the last commercial break music. Great story, Doug. My guests are high or bored or both. Alex Karponsky, Jeff Grace, and Sam Jay have been with us and hanging strong. Yeah, go ahead and take another hit. People love it. When you keep hitting it, how you feeling, Jeff? I know you're the one that's most concerned.
My second
about how hard this was going to hit you.
I had concerns. The second salvo, I had a first one. I was like, I'm good. I'm real good. I probably could have some more, and I'll be cooler, And then the second one, I got a little just kind of spent too much time sucking in smoke, and so then I was like, oh wow, I think I blew out like 4 or 5 times more than I thought. And now I'm,
Bro,
now.
Just say you're high, bro.
I was like, quantify it, like, on a numeric scale.
Yo, white men are so interesting.
It's like fantasy sports is why, you can see why white men are into that. It's like, oh, how can I turn this thing I watch into math?
Alex and Jeff's movie, Folk
Hero
and
you, dude.
Funny
you're
Guy.
Awesome.
Oh, you can hug me.
Yeah,
you guys hug one.
Well, I plug.
Folk Hero and Funny Guy, written and directed by Jeff Grace here and starring Alex Karponsky, also has two other veterans of this show who both, believe it or not, smoked a great deal, Michael Ian Black and David Cross.
I am surprised to hear that Michael would smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah. He came on here and he went for it, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
He's convinced it really doesn't do much for him, so he's not...
Did your episode prove otherwise?
He's not a convert, no.
I could see that guy. That guy is unflappable. I think he's incapable. Like, I could see him being, I couldn't imagine that guy being high.
Being high might affect his flaps.
Yeah.
And David Cross was very, got high, and it was very extremely insulting to the entire enterprise.
That's cool.
That sounds
spent the entire time saying, who would watch this?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not letting me down, which I like.
Who would want this?
who would watch this? Why are we doing this? What is the point of this show?
I like that. That's just all to my very... expectations.
It wasn't it made you think, but maybe it wasn't like you're having as much fun.
Yeah, oh no, I mean, but that's also just his comedy go-to, you know? Like Jeff Ross gets high and just does insults the whole time. Yeah. You know? Anthony Jeselnik gets high and just talks about babies burning to death in cars. I'm kidding about that, but his act does get pretty dark. That's the truth. Thank you guys for being here. This was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. The next show is either going to be Tuesday, May 16th, or Wednesday, May 17th. Check back for updates. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. I just waved.
Thanks to Dollar Shave Club for sponsoring today's episode. Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice, where you can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. Check out this deal that they're offering to Getting Doug fans. For a limited time, new members get their first month of Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping by going to dollarshaveclub.com/Benson. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Benson.